This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Wow, how long ago was the PBS interview?
May? April?
Oh, this year?
Yeah. Okay. It was for New York, but it was really cool. I was like, I always wanted to be like the historian that was interviewed in a documentary, and I'm like, oh, now I am.
did PBS reach out to you for that piece?
So they were doing the piece on the Thomas Cole historic site, and I had been doing work with the Thomas Cole site, and so PBS was doing a thing with them, and they were like, oh, well, you need to talk to her too. So and then they reached out to me that way. Yeah, wow. It was really cool. Yeah.
Well, so you had to travel out to New York?
I was living in New York at the time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
so wow. I grew up in Southeast Michigan, but I've lived in Wisconsin and New York at the same time. Mm. Well, not like I lived in Wisconsin for 2.5 years. I lived in New York for 1.5 years. We moved back to Michigan in May of this year.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what is Thomas Cole?
Thomas Cole was an artist. He's considered the founder of the Hudson River School of Art back in like the 1800s. You're probably familiar with his work and you don't even know it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He had a really good eye for capturing like the light and the river and the scenery. But like what I focused in on is like what he didn't include, or if he did include it, like what was like he didn't really include like indigenous folks, but when he would include them, they would be like super miniature, minute little things in his paintings, and he'd be like, okay, so what are we actually talking about here? So it was like kind of, I was really into analyzing his art.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah. So he, his studio and home were in Catskill, New York. And then just across which is on the west side of the Hudson River, and then on the east side of the river, literally across, is the home of Frederick Church, who was one of Thomas Cole's students. And he really took the Hudson River School of Painting to the next level. And so it was really his home. If you ever can go to upstate New York and you can go to either Thomas Cole or Frederick Church's house, I would go to Frederick Church's house, which is Olana, because the architecture, the decor, it's so unique and interesting. Like, mm-hmm. And it sits atop of one of the mountains. And so like you can look down and see the valley, and it's really cool.